Proverbs 6:16. These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven, are an abomination unto him. And the sixth thing on this list of seven abominations that God hates is in verse 19, a false witness that speaketh lies. Now this would seem to be a repetition of the second item on this list, which was a lying tongue, but it isn't. It's bad enough to be a liar, but being a false witness implies that your lies are intended to provide false testimony about a particular event or person. This is the specific sin listed in the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20, verse 16. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. And we mentioned this when talking about a lying tongue previously because it does encompass all purposeful attempts to deceive others with our words. And that is explained as you continue reading in the book of Exodus and, of course, in many other places in Scripture. Being a liar is the mark of a lost soul, which is why we read in Revelation 21:8, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. But a false witness was behind the first human sin. It was more than just lying. Before Eve ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, she was being lied to by the serpent. In Genesis 3:1, the serpent plants the seed of doubt about God's word, asking, "Yea, hath God said?" Then we see that after casting doubt on God's word, he then lies about God's word to Eve. In Genesis 3:4, "And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die." But demonstrating our point, the serpent goes beyond simply lying. He now bears false witness, and he bears false witness against God. In this case, the neighbor would be God himself, as the serpent misrepresents the reason that God forbid them from eating the tree. This is the lie that is taught in Luciferian doctrines of the cults, the New Age movement, Freemasonry, you name it. Genesis 3:5, "For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." Is that what God doth know? Is that really the reason why God didn't want Eve to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? You see, the serpent mixed a lie with the truth, making it a complete lie. God knew that in the day they ate thereof, they would definitely be confronted with the knowledge of good and evil. But did they become gods, as Satan claimed? Obviously not. Do gods die? Do goddesses suffer such pain in childbirth? Do gods fight cancer? Do gods have to sweat and struggle to make a living and feed themselves and their families? If that's what it means to be gods, and Eve had known that, do you think she would have eaten of the forbidden fruit? And with that example, we can not only see how the serpent took the lie to an additional level in his false accusations about God, but God left clear instructions on how to deal with a liar in Deuteronomy 19:16-20. "And if a false witness rise up against any man to testify against him that which is wrong, then both the men between whom the controversy is shall stand before the Lord, before the priests and the judges, which shall be in those days, and the judges and the judges shall make diligent inquisition. And behold, if the witness be a false witness and hath testified falsely against his brother, then shall ye do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother. So shalt thou put the evil away from among you." And so, just as we saw that God will cast all liars into the lake of fire, we will see that God does the same thing with the serpent, who is the devil, that he does with all liars. In Revelation 20:10, "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever."